Congressman, let me tell you the question I asked the chair of the Stonewall, or the DFL Stonewall Caucus.
Right.
When they were here, and they had some bad things to say about your opponent last week.
Right.
I asked her, do any members of your caucus, these are politically active Democrats, not just the walk off the street and, you know, mark the D box at election day, politically active Democrats, if they have any qualms about you because of these allegations of domestic abuse? You know, I mean, we understand all the legal stuff around that, okay? And she said they're all over the map. Now, that's prompting analysts to say that there are some Democrats, maybe not party faithful, but the walk-in kind of Democrats who might not vote for Attorney General, might not mark the box for anyone, which is effectively a vote for your opponent. How do you bring those people back in if they're doubting at this point? I mean, I understand the situation you're in, that you haven't been able to get, you know, a prosecutor to say, hey, so on and so forth. How do you bring those folks back in with under 2 weeks remaining?
Well, we have plenty of time to literally have thousands and thousands of conversations. And we're trying to refocus this campaign, this entire campaign, on what it should be focused on, which is the issues such as drug prices, the price of insulin. We're trying to engage people around the critical questions in their lives. Campaigns are too often about the people running. They should be about the people voting. And that's what I have always worked to try to focus on. I mean, my campaign slogan is now and has always been, everybody counts, everybody matters. And so the answer to your question is lots and lots of conversations about the critical issues and who is going to be there for you and your family. That's the critical issue.
I understand, and I doubt if anyone would dispute that insulin is a critical issue.
Right.
Okay, regardless of what your stance on it is.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. But I'm sorry, there are still a good number of folks out there who wonder whether you had an altercation with your ex-girlfriend. And I know you said that it didn't happen. But how do you change those people's minds or convince them that that's not the case? I'm sorry, but that's really what the issue is.
Look, we're going to continue to talk to people about that issue. And we're also going to say, look, I have been very clear that this didn't happen. I've been very transparent and answered every question. The independent investigation found these allegations were unsubstantiated. But everyone has got to face the fact that there will be an attorney general. There is going to be one. Somebody's going to be the attorney general in 15 days from now. And is that person going to help you with affordable drug prices, or are they not? That's the issue. And I sense your passion as you ask me this question. But I think that it is inescapable. It's inescapable that the Attorney General has to be there for families. One person in this race is part of an organization that brought 23 actions to repeal the Affordable Care Act pre-existing conditions. Another one has fought to extend health care for everybody and is standing up with families and nurses and candidates who are fighting to reduce drug prices. That is what we've got to focus this race on. Not the candidates, not their personality, not what they look like, not what somebody said about them that was unsubstantiated, but your life, your family, as a person who needs affordable health care, as a person who needs a livable wage, as a person who needs clean air and clean water. What is that AG going to do for you? That is the critical issue in this case. And those are the conversations that we're having, along with answering any concerns people may have about other issues that have been raised.